I'm Deirdre Kiergard. I work here at the National Library, where I'm the Director of Serials Collection Management and Standards. I'm also a member of the Australian Committee on Cataloguing, and I represent that committee on the Joint Steering Committee for the Development of Resource Description and Access. For anyone who comes from Brisbane, I used to work in Brisbane. I worked in special and public libraries there before moving to Canberra. And at the National Library, I've been involved in almost every division and section of the library and have a special interest in cataloguing standards and access to original materials. Okay. The purpose of this session today is really just an update. It's just to tell you where we are with RDA's development and implementation. It's an after-lunch session, and I'm sure you've all been really stimulated this morning, had a great lunch, had some food, and are now starting to doze off. And if you do go to sleep, don't worry too much. As I said, the presentation will be available on the side. But also, we're really working hard to make sure that the ACOC website page for RDA has got all the information you need on it, so that information can be referred to later. I'm really happy to be able to stand here finally and say that RDA is published. It's out there. You can use it now. Today is it's out there. What happens next? So I'm going to talk a little bit about the value of RDA, but almost nothing, and then go on to all the things you want to know about what happens next, like the toolkit, the subscriptions, the testing that's happening, how implementation is going to proceed, training and documentation, how you keep in touch. So that's what I'm talking about today. Okay. Turned to page too early. So as you know, resource description and access is the standard that's replacing AACR. And it's going to be a tool that allows us better description of digital resources, of unpublished resources, and resources with multiple characteristics. It's got more guidance on things like authority headings, relationships, and so on. It's compatible with a range of encoding schema and also with the standards used on the semantic web. It has clearly defined data elements with improved granularity. It offers opportunities for better catalogues, displays, and navigation, but it's not a display standard. And it also offers opportunities for more efficient data creation, but again, that depends partly on your ILS, whether that can be realised. So I'll start with there's a view of part of the RDA toolkit. It's an online product. It's fully customisable and interactive, and there's different ways to access it. You can search or browse the contents. You can go through the existing AACR rule that you might be familiar with through a mark tag. You can also go interact with RDA through workflows that guide you through the process of creating a record for a particular material type. Integration with cataloguing systems is also planned so that you should be able to, whatever data input scheme, screen that you're, wherever you're inputting your data, you should be able to click from there out to the RDA instruction that you want. Now, obviously, that's not going to happen until we've got all the vendors on board, but work and discussion is happening with those vendors. And RDA will also allow you to look at different levels of completeness, so you'll be able to look at core levels or different ways of looking at it that way. You'll be able to click between instructions using hyperlinks, and you'll also be able to integrate your own institutional policies and procedures into RDA. So it was released on the 23rd of June this year, and from that time through to the end of August, it was freely available for anybody to go in there and play with it and see what they thought and try things out. And the publishers have told me that quite a few of you did attend their webinars that told you how to do that and did go on to play with the tool, so that's really good. So the RDA instructions, the equivalent of AACR, is now part of a complete tool package, an online package called the Toolkit. And it also has things in there like mappings between RDA and Mark 21 and AACR 2 and the policy statements, and I'll talk a bit more about them later, and workflows and schemas and the element set. So there's quite a few extra bits to RDA. The RDAA toolkit is published by the co-publishers, which are the American Library Association, the Canadian Library Association, and the publishing arm of the British equivalent, and that publishing arm is called Facet. The webinars I mentioned, they're on the toolkit. They're available on the publisher's site that I've got on the screen. And there's also, we did also a version of a demonstration of the RDA toolkit here at the National Library, and that's available in recorded form on the ACOC website as well if you missed the webinars previously. I should say that I briefly read an email this morning sent out by the publishers, and they're about to repeat some of those webinars and actually give more information on the content, and I think those are coming up in November, so I'll make that information available soon. The publishers are working with third parties to interact between RDA and other systems. One of them is Catalogus Desktop, which a number of you might use at the moment. And it is available through Catalogus Desktop at the moment, but there's no access to the tools and resources functionality yet. But if you're subscribed to both Catalogus Desktop and RDA Toolkit, then you can go from one to the other. Now, the preferred way for most people to actually access the toolkit is online. That's where you'll get the best use of it and the best functionality. But the publishers have recognised a lot of people did want a print version, and so there will be a loose-leaf version of RDA available. And the print products will be available through Facet Publishing. So, as I said, subscriptions are now available. And the co-publishers have appointed ALA Publishing to process and manage all online subscriptions anywhere in the world. And all the information you need to know about the RDA toolkit, anything about subscription, anything about pricing, it's all available at the website mentioned on this slide. There's a number of subscription options, single-user subscriptions, multiple-user site subscriptions, and, the pricing is available now. Subscription pricing for consortia and any sort of group purchasing sort of arrangement, you need to actually contact the publishers to talk to them about how to get a good deal. There's special prices available for classroom and training use, and there's actually a double user offer for the settling in period where you might want to do training sessions or have more people using it than would normally use it concurrently. Some libraries have approached the National Library of Australia about whether we can organise a national licence for RDA, and we're aware that New Zealand is looking into that, but there isn't any plan in Australia at the moment to pursue a national licence option, but we are seeking pricing and so on for a possible NASLA consortium that's a national and state libraries. So to receive any announcements and updates from the co-publishers about the toolkit, you need to contact them at the address that's on that slide, and they'll put you on their mailing list and you'll get all the updates. And I want to emphasise that neither the National Library of Australia nor the Australian Committee of Cataloguing are involved in the publication or sale of RDA, so your inquiries about those sorts of aspects really should go to the publishers. Okay, before we get on to the implementation and what happens next here, I need to let you know a fair bit, I think it's useful to know about the US National Library's testing. The testing has had quite an impact on the timeline for RDA implementation because we don't want to implement until it's over. And it's affecting not just the libraries in the US, but also Australia and New Zealand and Britain and Canada because we all want to implement at the same time. The results of the US National Library's testing won't be known until the end of June 2001. And previously, the report was to be published in March, and we expected that we would soon know more about it, but it seems that we won't actually have the decision till June. So that's blown out our schedule a little bit. The testing itself arose out of concerns that were expressed to the Library of Congress Working Group on the Future of Bibliographic Control. And as a consequence, the three United States National Libraries, that's Library of Congress, National Agricultural Library and National Library of Medicine, they're testing both the content and the functionality. But the testers actually include participants from 20 or more institutions across the library community, and they're all different types of libraries, all different sizes of libraries, and they are used as their library management systems, all different library management systems. Okay, so all the information you might want to know about the testing is on this web page. You can see it's got the plan, the timelines, the test partners, the evaluative factors and the methodology and so on. So that's the place to go to find out. But I want to talk a little bit more about this testing phase and in particular what we'll learn from it. So the first 3 months of the test, which were from July to September, were spent training and gaining proficiency with the tools, familiarising staff with RDA and updating documentation and workflows. So that phase is over. The second 3 months through to the end of December will be used to create test records, and they'll start to appear on systems like ACLC. This US testing will provide a great deal of useful information, and it'll guide the implementation of RDA in the Australian library community, and so we're waiting with interest for the results. The next four slides I'm going to show you cover the evaluative factors, and as I said, they are on that previous slide, that side. The evaluative factors come under eight groupings. There's record creation, record use, training and documentation needs, use of the RDA online tool, systems and metadata, technical feasibility, local workflows, costs and benefits. And only the first three are on these is on this slide. And on this next few slides, what I've done is summarise the questions that they're asking, and the full list is available on the site. And it's much longer than what I'm showing you now, so you can... It should be really quite apparent that this is a really comprehensive, if not exhaustive, set of testing. It's also you should be able to see that it's being approached from quite a few different angles. So you might expect the testing to be from the angle of cataloguers, library managers and systems managers, but it's not. It actually goes beyond that and actually does look a little bit at the effect on reference, users, that sort of thing as well. And even within, say, the category of cataloguers, there are different questions they're trying to answer about professional and paraprofessional and other people and how they'll relate to RDA. So I'm not going to spend long on the next couple of slides, but you see also that it does include the online tool and also looks at issues for systems and library systems and system vendors. It also looks at both local issues and broader issues. And because the testing's being performed by all types and sizes of libraries, there's sure to be libraries similar to your own in the mix. So we'll all get lots of information from that. There's going to be a thorough cost-benefit analysis. For example, throughput's one of the things. How does it improve throughput? And it'll be looked at as part of the costing, and it'll be measured for original cataloguing, copy cataloguing, every range of format, and across all the participants. So you're really hitting that issue of throughput from every angle. In order to conduct the testing, the mark changes that were needed, the system changes that were needed, the training, documentation, all that sort of thing has already been developed and it needed to be. And by having it ready at this stage and then testing even that, it really paves the way for implementation. So there's a lot we'll learn from this exercise. And in looking at this, it's worthwhile noting that there are some limitations on the data that will be collected. It's US and Canadian libraries that are testing, and some of the standards they use, so they might be programmed for cooperative cataloguing participants and you're not, or some of the workflows will be quite localised, or things like system interchanges, they'll be looking at their systems and OCLC, whereas we might be interested in our systems and Libraries Australia. And so it's in those sorts of differences that the National Library of Australia will be working on to help you cover that gap. So this slide shows you the known dates. As I said before, it was originally thought that we would have the report at the end of March and move quickly to implementation, but they've let us know that both the report and the decision about implementation will not be made public till the end of June. And so this has pushed out our time frame. This next slide shows you what we expect will happen once we know what the LC decision is. Until we know the outcome of the test and the recommendations of the report, it's really not possible to set any firm dates. but the plans are being in place to enable Australian libraries to move towards implementation. So the dates, the first part of that slide is showing you that we need to make a decision as well, and the second part is saying what we'll do once we have, and when implementation by that sort of vague schedule is likely to occur. Here at the National Library, we've set up a very small implementation team to work on RDA implementation. Catherine Argus, who's the Manager of Standards and Training at the National Library, will spend part of her time on implementation matters. And Catherine, she's on the slide, but get her to stand up as well. Jenny Stevens, pictured there with her prize-winning roses from the National Library Rose competition. Jenny, can you stand up as well? Jenny's working on RDA cataloguing policies, training, documentation and communication, and she's doing that both for our own staff and also for the Australian Library community. And we've also recently been assisted by Sally Manning, who's worked on getting the information about RDA up to date on the ACOC website. So now I'll just take you through some of the plans for documentation and training. This is sort of an overview slide. It's the sort of things that we're making available, already have made available, and I'll go into detail for most of those at the moment. One thing I just wanted to mention is that I won't talk more about workflows in this presentation, but we will be developing workflows and sharing them with the Australian, well, with the world community if they're interested, but certainly with the Australian Library community. I'll talk a little bit about training. In March and April, the Australian Committee on Cataloguing conducted a survey to get a better understanding of your needs and preferences with regards to training. And we gathered information on a whole range of things, the library context in which you're working, the levels of current knowledge that you feel you have about RDA, what you wanted covered in the content of the training, what sorts of methods you would like to receive training by, the time allocation for training, and that was both how long a duration and sort of whether to be staggered or whatever, and also the training locations you'd like to receive training in. And from the information we got from you in that survey, we now know that there's a lot of different individuals and training agencies and library educators who are very interested in providing training to the Australian library community, and the state libraries, some of them are also interested in playing a role in providing training. Now, our colleagues in New Zealand conducted a mirror survey to the one in Australia, so you can also look up that in the addresses on the slide there. The next step is for the Australian Committee on Cataloguing, together with ALIA, to seek expressions of interest from the organisations and individuals who are interested in providing RDA training in Australia. I don't have a definite date for the issue of that request for expressions of interest yet, but it's going to be sent out well in advance of the actual planned implementation date. It is more or less ready to go, but it's just now that the implementation date's been pushed out a little, it's a little early to send it out now. From that point, selected trainers will be given train the trainer training from Australian National Library of Australia staff, and they'll go on to offer courses Australia-wide. The RDA trainers will provide comprehensive face-to-face training for catalogers. They'll also offer, we hope, shorter training courses, maybe even just hour courses, tailored for particular audiences like library managers or systems librarians, or reference staff. Sorry, not systems librarians, they'll probably need longer training, but reference staff, people who might want to know just a little bit about it. And we hope that they will also deliver some online training. And the process of the EOI, we're trying to ensure that training's conveniently available across Australia, including regional areas. And ALIA will be responsible for setting the cost for attending those courses. I'll just talk about the National Library of Australia role. Other than doing the train the trainer training and training our own staff, we're not going to have a role really in providing face-to-face training in Australia. But all of the documentation and everything we use in training our own staff or in creating the train the trainer training, gets very hard to say, that's all going to be on the ACOC website, so everyone can have free access to all of that. I mentioned that a lot of documentation and training has been prepared for the US National Library's testing, and all of that material is being made available on their website. But we're going to use the ACOC site to highlight things of interest there, and we'll also be adapting all that material and adapting it to suit the Australian context, and in turn making them available on the ACOC website. Now, a number of you mentioned in your survey responses, training survey responses, that you wanted training materials to be available online, so we've taken that on board. You also expressed a preference for modular training rather than training over several days in one go. You felt you'd learn better by having it a bit spread out. Taking time off from the workplace was an issue for a lot of libraries, particularly smaller libraries. And so to address these sorts of issues that you've told us will be of concern to you, we're going to be doing a range of short presentations that you can explore as you have time. And some of those might actually be used as prerequisites for face-to-face training, so the trainers will start not knowing that you already know this stuff, and they can start from this point. And for those of you, well, hopefully those of you who can manage to come here today won't be affected by this, but there are people in more regional, remote areas who find it very difficult to attend training courses, so it will all be online. At present, Jenny Stevens is developing a series of RDA background information sessions, and the first one of these, it's called From AACR2 to RDA, the History and Context of RDA Development. It's available now on the page that you can see there. There's a link. And over time, we'll develop other types of online materials and hopefully some interactive materials and webinars, that sort of thing, so we can actually engage with people a bit more than just looking at a static presentation. The ACOC RDA training page is the place to keep up with training courses and seminars on offer in Australia or on offer online. Now, there's not much there at the moment, it's a little early, but there has been something constantly ticking over there. And if anyone is aware of a course that might be of interest, you can let the RDA implementation team know, and we'll use this site to advertise the course. You might notice there's one there at the moment that just includes a segment on RDA, preparing people for the future, and we're quite happy to put those sort of presentations up too, just so people know what's out there. Gosh, where did the time go? Okay, I really am going to have to go a bit faster than I was expecting. Okay. Information sheets. We're also doing information sheets tailored for different groups, and they cover some of the information that's in your handouts today, but then they'll be each tailored to that group, giving that group the information you really need to know. One of the things that we've found is that people find almost too much information. They can't navigate around it. They don't know what's the most up-to-date information. And those sort of information packages will be available to help you with that. Just quickly flicked over one there. Policy changes. Library of Congress has revised its policy statements, the LCRIs, Library of Congress Rule Interpretations. There are now many fewer of them. In the non-core RDA elements, they've reduced it to a quarter of the size that it used to be. They've made available their tentative decisions, their policy statements for the RDA testing, but that's not their final word on those things. That will be made later. And it'll be made later in conjunction with the other national libraries. In Australia, we'll be talking to Libraries Australia and working out what we want our policies to be. Then it will go to the overseas countries and we'll all agree as much as we can on our decisions about options to follow, alternatives to follow, and so on. Libraries Australia is committed to supporting creation exchange of RDA data from the agreed Australian implementation date. They've always supported a variety of different formats, AACR 1 records and so on. They'll keep doing that for RDA. As long as those things are supported by MARC, then Libraries Australia will support them. They'll also be looking at some of the issues that people were asking about this morning about whether it's feasible or desirable to do any global changes and help libraries with that sort of thing. And they'll carefully consider the timing of such things. They'll let everybody know in plenty of time about any changes to cataloguing policies and so on. They'll update their training courses, their documentation, and they'll provide a training database. Okay. All the changes to the MARC format that are necessary for RDA have already been completed, and there's information available specifically for vendors on those MARC changes. The left-hand side of this slide shows you a whole different areas in RDA that have had an impact on MARC. The right-hand side is a document that should be going up on the web soon to give some context and explanation about those MARC changes in a way that you can understand why those changes have been made and what you need to do differently. Okay. And I said before the RDA implementation team started work on updating the ACOC website, and you can see from this slide some of the sorts of information it covers at present. And new and updated information is now getting flagged when it's added, so you know you don't need to go back into a section you've read before unless there's a flag added there. And the RDA OS list will be used to alert you when major updates to that page are made. I hope I have 1 minute left. for keeping in touch, that you've got a handout today. It's got a lot of links on it. They're duplicated here. These are the key ones. The top set there are the overseas ones, so things to do with the product, to do with the Joint Steering Committee and the test US testing. The bottom half of that are Australian and New Zealand sources. So there's the ACOC website, the RDA discussion list, the RDA team at the National Library who can help you. There's also the New Zealand Cataloguers Wiki, and two of the journals that you can look at to get fairly regular updates about RDA are Insight and National Library's Gateways magazine. And I think with a little bit of rushing, I've gotten through that. We do have a half-hour session this afternoon for questions and answers, and I'm really happy to go into anything that I didn't cover just then and answer your questions.